So then has the eye not seen what God prepared? No. For who among men saw what was about to be given? Neither then has the ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. How can this be? If the prophets spoke about it, how can he say, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man? It has not entered, for he is not speaking of himself alone, but of all humanity. So what then? Did not the prophets hear? Yes, they heard, but the prophetic ear was not the ear of man, for they heard not as men, but as prophets. This is why he said, he has given me an ear to hear, meaning by addition that which was from the Spirit. From this it was clear that before hearing it had not entered into the heart of man. For after the gift of the Spirit, the heart of the prophets was not the heart of man, but a spiritual heart. As he himself says, we have the mind of Christ. It's as if he's saying, before we received the Spirit and learned the things that no man can verbalize, none of us, nor any of the prophets, conceived them in our minds. How could we? Since even angels do not know them. For what need is there to discuss, says he, the rulers of this world, given that no man knew them, nor even the powers above?